Studio 360. The most famous operas, the ones from the 1800s, are in French or Italian or German, but most opera goers in America can barely order a cup of coffee in those languages. So for a generation, some opera houses, like New York's Metropolitan, have subtitled operas discreetly and electronically, like with screens on the back of each seat. But when a line of translation appears on screen too late or too soon, that can be confusing and distracting. So for our latest installment in our new day job series, we meet somebody who has the job of getting that timing exactly right.
My name is Lily Arbacer. I'm a soprano based in New York City, and I run titles for the Metropolitan Opera. At the Met, we have these sort of very innocuous and I think quite elegant screens that we've put into the back of every chair that project the titles in LED lights in a red color. We put up the titles based on the musical measures. So if it takes a singer 10 seconds, let's say 6 measures to sing a line, I will say go right before the title goes up.
Go.
And then I'll wait, I'll follow the music in the score until the next title appears. Again, I'll say go, and then that title goes up on the screen for the viewer to read.
Go.
I spend many hours at the opera, sometimes 8 hours a day, running these titles, meaning that I say go anywhere between 600, 1500 times a night. When I get to the Met Opera, I'll walk through the stage door. I will make some lefts, some rights through a sort of labyrinthine space.
And we walk down a beautifully red carpeted floor past the usher's office.
No, I.
And then we take a left through a sort of secret-ish door into a tunnel that could lead us to the garaging, but instead we go through another big, heavy door, and we've arrived at the filing cabinet / titles booth.
It's a small box of a space. There isn't a lot of air in there.
Welcome.
Looks sort of like the cockpit of a plane. There are lots of lights and buttons.
And the feed is the lighting calls, basically.
At the Met, we have two people in the booth. It's me, the cue caller, and then on my right side is the titles operator.
Buck, the operator, likes to listen to the lighting calls.
My name is Buck Flagg. I'm an electrician at the Metropolitan Opera and work in the titles department. And
who's actually advancing the titles on the computer.
You might be able to hear the orchestra warm up a little bit if they're out there. Some people might.
My score is set up, so I'll have a score with the numbers in it, and each one of those numbers refers to the titles that will be on my right side. There's a computer screen on my right that shows me which titles have come, which ones are coming, so that I can double-check to make sure that I'm on with exactly the number that I see on the computer that's also in my score. And then I also have two cameras that show me an image of the conductors.
Go.
And then I also have a much larger TV screen, which will show me a miniaturized version of the stage. And that's the one I'll, from time to time, especially on dangerous entrances, dangerous in the sense that I don't really know when the singer's going to say, Dio, you know, oh God. So that's when I have to kind of take my eyes out of the score, look up at the set, and try to determine by watching their jaw or their back or their neck or anything, when they're going to make that choice to take the breath so that I can lead with the title bravely, hoping that they come in exactly when I anticipated them doing so.
Go.
That's a way in which actually being an opera singer is extremely important. You need to really be ahead of where the music's at in order to anticipate these titles and when they should come up so that they seem like they come with the first utterance of the singer.
Go. Go. Go.
Because I have a sense of when I would breathe for a phrase, and it usually corresponds pretty well with the singer's choice as well. For example, one day in my life, I hope that I'll get to sing Desdemona or Desdemona in Otello. It's a Verdi opera. And she has this line when she first enters. She says, Mio superbo guerriere.
Mio superbo
my amazing warrior. If I were about to watch that, I would watch her, and he would finish his line. She would go, "Mio superba guerrier." So right before "Mio," I would go, "Go." And then the guys who are advancing the cues would trust that I knew when the "Mio" was going to start. They would hit their button, the title would come up, and like magic to my eyes, I would see my superb warrior would pop up on these little tiny LED lights at the exact moment that she goes, "Mio." So then you see it right away. The text comes up immediately as if it was automated. In fact, people often think that MAT titles are automated because our job is to make them so rhythmically accurate that it almost seems like it couldn't be anything other than automated, because it always comes in right when you would expect to see the text. There's a lot of work that goes behind that magic.
Go.
The thing that's so amazing about going to see an opera or any sort of live performance is that it is live, which means nothing runs exactly as expected. No tempo that the conductor chooses is ever going to be spot exactly on as it was the night before or the week before. And a singer may take a little extra time to breathe on a night, or may make their cadenza move at a different pace than they did the night before, which is what they should do, because they're invested emotionally in what they're doing, and that allows for time differentials. So we can't automate it, because you can't have a plan that a title's going to come up at 36 minutes and 11 seconds that says, "Pamina, I love you," and they're still back on the part where they're in the fight.
Go.
I, like anyone else, had gone to the Met and seen the titles and hadn't really given them a second thought, hadn't thought that there was a person sitting in a cabinet somewhere who was making sure that I could understand the words of the opera.
Go!
The cue caller position is what I do to pay the bills, but also it's sort of an institutionalized learning opportunity for me. I am still what you would consider like a fledgling in this career, both in experience, but also just age-wise. I just turned 30, and my voice is just starting to come into its most beautiful and mature qualities. I have been studying voice for 14 or 15 years, but I've really only started to understand my instrument maybe in the last 3 years. And it's only now that I'm starting to get opportunities and really start to build my career. This world of titling really changed the way that I look at the opera. It allowed me to go into one of the greatest opera houses in the world and demystify it, but also in some ways absorbing the music of the operas that I'm working on myself or dreaming of singing one day.
That is Lily Arbuser singing a piece from the opera Louise. She's now rehearsing to perform in the Magic Flute for Opera Seabrook in New Jersey this May.
So, that's how our show goes. Have a good weekend.
You too. I'll see you on
Monday, yeah.
Maybe you've got an interesting day job that lets you pursue your true creative passion, or you know a painter, for instance, who earns his living as a professional mourner, or a novelist who covers her nut by being a lighthouse keeper. If so, tell us all about it in a voice memo or email and send it to studio360@wnyc.org, and we may be in touch.